With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Shit me, should we all just drop some acid and record?
What's up, all you radical dudes?
Cowabunga!
It's episode, what is it, episode 37 of Ready Player 2, which I'm pretty sure in our weird seasons that we're probably going to get rid of is season 2, episode 17. we are balls deep in 2014 and all the radical, amazing, super fantastic... What, I can't think of any other word. Games are coming out, and we've played some
be
of them.
Be excellent to each other.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about these games that we've been playing in 2014. So, before we start, I'd like to say hello. My name is Rich. I couldn't see the document from the centre parting there. We also have with us today, Mr. Rossifer Mailbag.
Hello. God, having a newborn baby is tough work, isn't it?
You wouldn't know. We've also got Mr. Lewis Knight.
Whoa, what up, dude?
What's your handle on Twitter, Lewis?
iLewis87.
iLewis87. You can find me at iLewis87.
There you go.
Just Google me.
And we have L. How are you screeching today, L?
Oh, I've got a sore throat.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll be all right. We'll power through it. Are we all feeling amazing?
Yes.
Amazing. I really hope this recording works and doesn't get lost for a couple of years.
You sound familiar. Like, futuristically familiar.
I don't know where that's come from. That's really weird.
Echo from the future.
Time-travellingly familiar.
Time-travellingly? So, right then, episode 37 of Ready Player 2. What have we been playing? Who's going to go first? I reckon Lewis. Lewis, you should go first.
I have been playing South Park and the Stick of Truth.
Ah, this looks bollocks. I'm not going to play this for at least a couple of years.
I think the only way I could ever see you playing this is if somebody bought it for you.
Yeah, they'd have to.
They'd have to be pretty drunk to buy it for you. Do you know what? It's brilliant. It's a solid RPG, but yeah, with a South Park skin over the top of it. And do you know what? Actually, if you strip that away, it would still be a really solid RPG game.
It looks like a flash game. I'm not in. I'm not on board. I'm just not feeling it. This is I'm pretty sure I'll be harking on about this for a long time, but I've kind of gone off South Park. It's not really my thing anymore. But no, it's,
if I have to listen to you say that for the next 2 years, I'm out.
Pipe down, El. So.
Sorry.
But you're liking it, though. Yes, it's only just come out very recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been off work for a little while, so I've been playing it on my PS3. I've already played it through once. I'm currently on my second playthrough for trophies on the PlayStation.
I know this only happened this week, but your memory's really good. Wow, okay, well, look, I'm not on board with this. Ross, how are you feeling about South Park and the Stick of Truth?
I've never really watched that much South Park.
No,
to be honest with you, no. I think it's something that completely passed me by, a bit like Pokemon. But I'm sure I'll never get into that either.
No,
but
Pokemon's going to die in a couple of years' time.
Yeah,
nobody will be playing it.
From the screenshots that I've seen, though, it does look. I mean, it's obviously the South Park style. It looks nice, and it's written by is it Matt and Trey?
Yeah, Matt and Trey Parker.
Yeah, it's going to have the humor, I assume.
I mean, it's a brilliant game, but I'm not sure we'll get another one of I think this is probably going to be a one-hit wonder for it. Whilst it's good, I don't think there's going to be enough for it for anyone to be able to expand on what it is.
Enjoy it for what it is.
The only direction I could see this going in is if they maybe added superheroes into it instead, because the way it's going at the moment.
That's a massive
Avengers has just come out, hasn't it? Following on from Captain America.
Oh, maybe. It's... Maybe it's topical. It's topical at the moment, isn't it?
No, right, no, okay. No. They'd never do it with the Avengers. They'd go DC.
Oh, would they?
Because DC is the way forward.
Hey, we've got to be believable in this. Come on.
Elle, I'm not sure that you're equipped to make that prediction. Ross, what have you been playing this week?
I've been playing the recently released Thief.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Yeah. It's not actually very good.
Really? That's a surprise to everybody.
It's incredibly disappointing.
Is it?
Yeah. You spend the majority of your time sneaking around, which is fair enough, is what you're supposed to do in Thief. But,
think... What platform is this on?
It's on the newly released Xbox One as well. I've just got my console.
Oh, wow. You must have paid an absolute fortune for that.
Well, I actually got two of them. My wife bought me one, and two turned up at the same time.
Wow, I bet that was like annoying. You had to refund one of them.
It was really annoying. Well, I'd sold it privately and more than what she paid for the first one, so quid's in.
I can't believe you've got an Xbox One already. I really need to upgrade my PC. In about a year's time, I'm sure I'll have upgraded it. It'll be fine.
I thought we were doing this in the past.
Oh, no, yes, exactly the same PC. The continuity's going everywhere. I'm sure you know the way that nostalgia works. In a few years' time, we'll look back on Thief and smile, won't we?
Probably not.
Do you not think so?
I've played this for a while now.
Wait,
I don't remember this now, let alone then. I mean, I don't remember this then. Oh, fucking hell.
Hell, you've got really confused. Just drink some more beer and play with your cat. Oh, not beer.
Budweiser wine.
I see this going down the way of Blood Dragon. Blood Dragon's been released, hasn't it? Woo, Blood Dragon. So... right, so Thief, bit disappointed. Everybody was quite excited about this. I know Ciro was excited about it. Do you remember him?
Yes, he's only recently left the podcast.
Oh, yeah, from last week.
Do you remember him?
No, he highly
he left
wanted.
At least
a year like ago.
2 years ago.
How long has this podcast been going? Right, okay.
He left about 20 episodes ago.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Oh, yeah.
28 episodes ago. Nearly 30 episodes ago.
Yeah. He's been...
Godspeed, Zero.
That was only about 20 weeks ago, remember. We're weekly. We're a weekly podcast.
Oh, yeah. So
oh, we are. We are at this point. We are a weekly podcast. So, all right. So, Thief's a bag of crap.
Yeah, don't play that.
What have you been playing this week, El?
I've been playing Rocksmith 2014.
No, you haven't.
I have, yes. I love my music games.
Is this different to the original Rocksmith?
Yes, it is. It's got some different music in it.
Oh,
is
this
sounds like a music game to me.
Is this not the original Rocksmith?
No, the original Rocksmith came out in 2011. This one came out just before Christmas.
Before Christmas
this
when?
2013.
Okay, we're still on track.
You're not catching me there. No.
Is this the one that you've been doing videos on, Rich, on your YouTube channel last year?
You might be in a couple of weeks.
No, it's not. I don't think then. No, it's not. No, it's definitely not.
You've just put
one.
The idea in his head.
It's the original one. Oh, I might have to go and play that. Yeah, because my guitar's still in the house and it's nice and fresh and not covered in dust, so it'll be nice. I was thinking about putting it in the garage and leaving it there for a few years, but now that you mentioned it, I might have to make some more videos. So is Rocksmith 2014 a vast improvement over the original Rocksmith?
Huge improvement. The playability of this is so much better than the original Rocksmith. The original one was actually quite difficult to play. It was a bit clunky.
Is the plastic guitar that comes with this one better?
There's no plastic guitars that
what?
Come with this. They're real guitars.
I can't help but find that this
strings.
Is what I was getting wrong.
Yeah, right. So
are you confusing confusing Rocksmith with Guitar Hero 20... whatever.
Seven. Just
whatever Guitar Hero game out in 2014.
I think that was Guitar Hero flogging a dead horse at that point.
Mm.
Okay, so it's good, yeah?
It's amazing. What got me into Rocksmith in the first place was when I was playing Rock Band and Guitar Hero, and I...
All right, Al, we don't want your life story.
I found that I really enjoyed playing the drums on it because it was almost like playing drums rather than...
So you bought a guitar-based game.
I wanted to learn how to actually play a proper musical instrument, so I did.
Love playing the drums, so I'm going to buy a guitar game that teaches me how to play
the guitar.
Do you know
what? I actually built a set of drums that out of wood and with mesh heads to plug into Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Jesus.
I built them.
You know they sell those, right?
Yeah, you
they
can just
sell
buy
them
out of plastic.
They're pieces of plastic, yeah. No, these were amazing.
So Rocksmith teaches you how to play guitar, doesn't it?
I've learned from scratch. I've tried to play guitar in the past, and I learned how to play guitar properly with Rocksmith. I can actually play guitar.
Wow.
Yeah, me too.
Impressive.
No, you can't. You gave up. You quit.
Yeah. I only quit last week. What are you talking about? So,
no. 6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks. Have you actually looked at my... Right, okay. So, this week...
He has a lot of time on his hands.
I have been playing one of the most frustrating games that's come out in this year, which is Dark Souls 2. No, I never played Dark Souls 1 because it was bollocks. But I decided to play Dark Souls 2, and to my surprise, it was bollocks. and I recently uploaded a video to YouTube, which you can go ahead and watch, which is me dying an awful lot on Dark Souls 2. But I might wax lyrical about this at some point in the future. I might have actually waxed lyrical about this already.
Yeah,
once.
I can't remember. You seem to use the word fuck a lot.
Do you know what I'd really like to see is someone play Dark Souls or maybe a Dark Souls-esque game, and every time they die, they donate £1 to a leukemia research charity.
That would be amazing.
I'd love to see that.
That you would be a fucking hero if you did that, wouldn't you?
You would.
That would be incredible.
You would.
You'd probably go on to better things as well.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Do you know what?
I think
that would see you move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
I'll leave the rest of us in the dust. I might do
it. Probably change you as well.
I'm going to leave you all behind and move to London.
And do you know what? Good on you if that's what you do.
Yeah. Exactly.
If that's what you did do.
You're better than all of us, because we wouldn't do that.
We'll possibly do at some point in the future. So,
the future past.
But yeah, this game is bollocks. Basically, it's bollocks. The graphics are terrible. It's stupidly hard for no fucking reason. And it's basically, it's stupidly hard because it's a shit game. And it's masking all of its other crappiness by just being really hard. Ninja Gaiden, for example, was a great game. And it was hard. This, by comparison, is a bollocks game that is hard. They have just made literally, there is 15 minutes of gameplay in this game that you have to repeat for about 7 hours until you somehow either get bored, slit your wrists, or complete it. It's dire. It's absolute. If they ever bring out a game like this, that is more kind of horror, like more of a horror-y based game, it's got some kind of blood title to it or something. Nobody
Being
will ever
born.
Play it. It'd be terrible.
But then I think if they ever bring out a sequel, I think it might be more accessible to new players.
There can't be anything that's less accessible to new players.
No, I think they'll go the other way and be arses and make it even harder.
Well, but then I think if they do bring out a sequel that is more accessible, I think people probably won't look back on this as favourably.
But you'll get all the people that are ball-sacking about the fact that they're a hardcore player and they've been playing it since the first game, but they want something that's just as hard.
Only pussies moan that it's really hard.
Yeah.
What will never happen is there will never be anybody that does it from start to finish and posts that video on YouTube without dying once.
Never.
Has that actually happened?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, it might.
Moving on. So... That's the shitty game that I've been playing this week. Lewis, what else have you been playing?
I have been playing a lot of Pokemon on my 3DS.
Okay.
So this is Pokemon Y.
Right, okay.
Do you know what? It's such an improvement on the previous games. So you've got 3D animation now. You don't have just a kind of a 10x10 pixel sprite character. You actually have a fully animated character that runs around and can interact with people and that kind of stuff. So yeah, no, it's really good. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
It's about time they brought out like a fully 3D rendered polygon Pokemon game, isn't it? I've got crazy thoughts for what they're going to do in the future. Can you imagine? Just imagine this for a moment. Augmented reality. I can't do this as well.
Do it.
Well, did you know what the stupid thing about this is, though? We actually predicted this. We actually 100% predicted this. An augmented reality Pokemon game where you walk around with some kind of, futuristic Symbian phone that
Symbian.
Symbian?
Yeah, you know, when they bring out...
We had Android 2 years ago, you dickhead.
You mean now?
I can't remember. Sure, 3DS has got augmented reality.
I can't remember what we had 2 years ago. Can you just imagine when, you know, if they bring out a really good version of it on your Windows 6.5 phone, 6.1, sorry, 6.1 phone.
This is obviously a good fit for the new Oculus Rift that's coming up soon. Oh, it's going to be released this year, I hear.
Is it going to be out this year? What's the price going to be, do you think, on that?
About £200.
Is it? That'd be amazing. That'd be so accessible for everybody.
That'd be brilliant. A Palmer Lucky. Oh, what a guy.
He's such a sex bag, isn't
what
he?
What a gem. I mean,
such slim and good looking.
Can't believe what he's doing for the industry. It's unbelievable. A guy
everything
like him,
that comes
he'd
out
never
of his
sell
mouth
out.
Is gold.
You know, he'd never sell out to a giant megalith like Facebook or somebody like
I think
that.
He just did, actually.
No. Oh, did he?
He already
it's already
has.
Happened. Sorry, I can't remember what happened.
See, but then I don't think that there'll be any other... He will have any other competitors... I don't think that... I think the Rift is the way forward.
There's no one else in the running, is there?
There is actually a piece of news. They've just been to the Valve room, which is the virtual reality room that Valve have got set up for their virtual reality research, and they said that that virtual reality is the best virtual reality in the world, bar none. It's amazing. But it's just not something that could ever be brought to market.
Palmer Lucky should just rip them off.
I think he probably will. If he's listening to me, he will.
El, I never knew you were so into VR. This is the side of you that I've not seen before.
You hide
your VR and guitar tendencies well.
Yeah.
You've done that very
sometimes
well.
Sometimes I combine them as well.
Do you really? That sounds weird. So, Pokemon Y. Excellent brand new Pokemon game, and we're seeing great things.
Yeah, I expect much bigger things from it. Again, I don't think that they would go to kind of mobile releases. The Pokemon game and the Pokemon franchise is what it is. It's very self-contained.
It works perfectly on Nintendo devices.
All three of the people that have got Nintendo devices love them.
Yeah, me.
We are back in that era, aren't we? When I'm slamming this.
Everyone's got a 3DS.
Okay, good. Have you been playing anything else on any Nintendo-based devices, Lewis?
Yeah, so I'm playing Zombie U, which is actually one of the first horror games that I think, probably since Silent Hill, that I've finished, either Silent Hill or Resident Evil, that I've finished all the way through.
I think this might hallmark the era of you playing many more horror games.
Yeah, I think
in the years to come, I'm just seeing you horror games everywhere, just like L.
Yeah, I do you know what? I'm just going to be me and L are going to be like totally best buds with
really?
horror games
with horror games and guitar based horror games.
Yeah, guitar based horror games in VR, and that's going to be me for the next 2 years.
I'm going to play lots of
horror games.
These will all be on the Wii U?
VR
on the Wii U, yes.
You're essentially just going to duct tape that great big dinner plate to your face. VR, baby!
Couple of lenses, that'll be fine.
I'm going to duct tape it to some binoculars, and then I'm going to duct tape it to my face.
You need an owl. That's what you need. Right, anyway, so... who else have been playing some stuff? Ross... I can't believe what's on this list for you. What other game have you been playing this week in 2014?
You have been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
Rayman Legends?
I've been watching your videos on YouTube. And I've played Minecraft.
Oh, he's played Minecraft, everybody.
He broke.
You'll never get me to play this.
So, how was Minecraft for you, Ross?
Well, you three actually took my Minecraft virginity last week after the podcast where we all played together.
Yep.
For the first time.
That sounds way seedier than it actually was.
I had no idea what I was doing, to be honest.
Neither did we. Nobody ever has any idea what they're doing in Minecraft.
I bobbed around with Lewis in the water for about 20 minutes.
Are we still talking about Minecraft? Okay. But you enjoyed it, right?
Yes. I think I may actually play this more and maybe even buy it on another console in the future.
I know that probably every console that you're ever going to own from now until forever.
Would you ever play mods, Ross? Like Skyblock?
I think that's a
pretty good mod.
They may be a bit too advanced for me at this stage. Who knows what the future would hold, but you know, I've seen some of Rich's videos he's done on them and it looks quite interesting. It's quite fun.
Alright, we'll probably get you in on some of those videos. I can't see myself stopping doing those videos anytime soon.
No, that's what you put your channel on.
Yeah, I'm gonna be making loads and loads of videos from here until eternity.
didn't you put your channel on Android devices? I can't see you stopping doing Android.
I might shift to Symbian as the
vintage Symbian.
Windows Phone, that's the way forward.
It definitely is the way forward. the other game that I've been playing this week, that was Minecraft. Ross has been playing Minecraft, everybody.
Big news.
Are we doing Minecraft? Can I move on?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah!
Let's move on.
I've been playing Final Fantasy XIV. This is the late... No, I haven't. Yes, I have. This is the latest Final Fantasy game to come out, and it's entirely online, and I was really, really excited because I love MMOs, and I'm pretty sure at this era of my life...
Is this the online one?
Yeah, fully online. Fully 100% up in your what's it online. And
it's always a good idea for a game.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know you got
a PS3.
Wait, what? No, I got it on PC. So, it's full on Woza in your face online, baby. And I got it because I was fed up of WoW. I probably got fed up of WoW a few years ago now. And I needed an MMO, and I really like Final Fantasy games. So, me and a few other people all got this, and we started playing it, and we were really excited, and we played it for about 3 hours, and it's shit. So,
was it better or worse than Ragnarok 2?
Do you know what? It's probably a roundabout on a par, if I'm being honest. It's okay. It's not... It's really difficult. It doesn't feel like an MMO, which is one of the biggest problems. And you can play it with other people.
Thing?
Well, no, because the whole point in an MMO is you want to be... Loads of people complain, oh, I don't want to have to be forced to play with other people. It's a fucking MMO. Play something else then.
That's pretty much the
point. For fuck's sake. So you ended up with the boar crowd kind of going, oh, you know, I don't want to be forced to play with other people, so I kind of want to be able to do everything on my own. So that's where this game has gone. You can pretty much do everything that you want completely on your own. And there happens to be other people in there that only served to obscure and make it impossible to click on NPCs. And that's essentially the entire role of all the other players in Final Fantasy XIV.
And it's to just make your life difficult.
Yeah, and interestingly,
that sounds
your
like all
role,
of the other MMOs.
Yeah, your role in Final Fantasy XIV is to run in a straight line for about 25 minutes and then realise that you passed the NPC about four clusters of people ago and have to go back and then spend a further 15 minutes trying to click on the motherfucker.
Final Fantasy.
That's essentially the game.
You pretty much just described a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, that's pretty much every Final Fantasy. Well, apart from the other people not being able to click on them. It's got a reasonably decent combat system. The combat system's fairly enjoyable, considering it's a Final Fantasy game and it's not turn-based.
See, I like turn-based game.
I like
especially
turn-based
games. Final Fantasy
don't
game.
Traditionally work in an MMO that well.
No, that's true.
But it's, yeah, and the graphics are really nice. It's got, I feel like it's attempting to have a good storyline, but after the 55th time of trying to click on the NPC's left exposed ear, it's almost impossible to work out what the storyline actually is. I'd like to say that everybody in the chat channels are having great, brilliant, amazing, and adult conversation, but I can't see all the gold spamming. So it's all right. I don't see this really lasting. I don't see this standing the test of time. But let's face it, the last Final Fantasy game we had, the main character was Lightning. So anything's a step up, isn't it? I can't see them ever making another Lightning game. She was awful. That's Final Fantasy XIV in a nutshell. I'm sure they'll bring out some updates for it at some point in the future. I'm not sure it's ever going to go free to play because let's face it, it's Square, and that's never going to happen. But there is another MMO that we can talk about later in the news that is possibly going to tank and go free to play. So that's Final Fantasy XIV, and that's what I've been playing this week. Has anybody else been playing anything else that they want to talk about before we move on to the incredibly relevant and up-to-date news?
So next month, I'm going to spend 100 quid. I can't believe I'm going to do this on Elite Dangerous Premium Beta.
Wow. I can't believe they brought out a beta of a game that in order to get into the beta... You have to pay 100 quid to get into it,
but you get there. It's actually very good value for money. You're
going to have to explain that to me. That doesn't sound right.
I will take your word for that.
The game itself, when it's released, is going to be what 40-45 quid, and then as a premium beta backer, and you are a backer.
I just fucking hope so. 100
you
quid.
Will get access to all of the updates in the future, or they will all be free.
So you bought the season passes and the game.
Now, Let's be fair,
basically,
right?
So you spent £50 on the game and £50 on a season pass.
Yeah, or an infinite season pass.
Not a single year season pass. It's for
forever.
So, well, forever. Do you know what? I can honestly think that you're probably going to play this for ages, aren't you? You're probably going to play all the DLC.
I'm never going to stop playing this.
You're never going to stop playing this. You're going to play all the DLC.
See,
yeah.
See, now I think probably. That this is probably going to just tank.
I'm not sure about tank. But I would imagine that if somebody brought out a game in which you could fly around in a spaceship, very similar to Elite Dangerous, but you could fly all the way into planets, and you could zoom right down into the planet and kind of fly around on the surface. I know that's going to be really hardcore on graphics, so it's probably going to have to be on the next edition of PlayStation or something.
No, they could never have that on a console.
Okay, yeah, so you're looking forward to Elite Dangerous. I might get this. I might look at getting this, but I'm probably.
It sounds like a game you'd play.
Yeah, I'd have to buy myself one of those HOTAS joystick things.
Are you going to borrow it from someone first?
I'll probably borrow it to make sure that it works on my PC.
You can borrow my account first just to make sure it runs on your.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to have to get a flight stick at some point as well, so I might have to look and see if somebody's selling an old one. or I might just ask for one for my birthday.
Yeah, wait for your birthday, because that will make sense. Yeah, I've been looking forward to Elite since. I played
in
the early 80s. Oh, sorry. Actually, which is much, much earlier.
On the Commodore?
No, I played it on the Spectrum.
Sorry, I was close.
Yeah, good guess, not bad.
I'm pretty sure I played the original Elite on a BBC Micro.
Yeah, you would have done, yeah. The BBC Micro was the best version. I've been waiting for this game forever. It was when I was a lad grown up.
What's a BBC Micro?
When I was a lad growing up, it's a bit like a Raspberry Pi. Oh no, that's not out yet, is it?
Lee, you need to say that with a Yorkshire accent. When I was a lad.
Growing up. in all this work fields.
Down to the mine.
Oh no,
it wouldn't be the mine, it'd be the mill. Down to the mill.
Bizarrely, when I was a lad, where I'm living now, I used to play here, and it was fields. So
were
you
actually sitting in the middle of the field with a Spectrum playing Elite? Because I'm confused as to how that works.
I might not have been playing computer games.
Hang on, when are we? I don't even know where we are now.
This has become very wibbly wobbly timey wimey. This is extraordinarily confusing for everybody involved.
It's the future, baby.
No, it's not.
Oh god,
it's multiple editions of the past.
Okay.
I think we're just making up timelines now.
Yep.
This is like Star Trek. Or it's like I expect Star Trek is going to be in a couple of years' time.
Oh, God.
Oh, they won't remake that. Fucking hell. That's done. Wait, hang on a minute, have they?
Hang on, we've already got one.
Yeah,
we've already got one of them.
Oh, fucking hell.
This is a mess. I think
we might have two of them.
Oh, fucking hell. Why have none of us got any variety of memory? Or ability to Google on the fly? Okay, am I right in saying that Elite Dangerous is at some point in the very near future going to have virtual reality support?
Yes, it is. The alpha backers can already play on the DK1, the amazing high-resolution DK1.
I can't believe it. DK1 looks so amazing. Are you potentially going to get one of these at some point, Elle?
That keeps driving me.
I think I might have played on the DK1 at this stage.
Oh, yeah, I think I played on DK1, nearly hurled at this point.
Yeah, and it made me feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
So in 2 years' time, we're all going to be gaming with headsets on, aren't we?
Yeah. That will be the future.
Ross, I can tell that you're so on board with this.
I'm really excited for this, yeah.
2D gaming will be dead.
It will be dead, along with Symbian mobile phones and Android. So that's potentially going to be Elite Dangerous. Look, we can't really speak too much about Elite Dangerous because it's obviously not out yet. I know alpha backers can get it already, but you haven't got it yet, have you, El?
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I've seen lots of videos of alpha backers gameplay, and it does look amazing.
Do you know what? Until they get planetary landings and a decent way of teaming up with people, I'm not involved.
That's coming. Planetary landings and first person. Being able to actually board other ships and things like that, that's coming as well.
Is it going to be really soon after launch, do you think?
Oh, God, imminent.
Oh,
like, can't wait.
In a year's time.
No,
maybe two.
Not even that long.
I reckon. And I'm all right in saying that they're really, you know, very, very soon you're going to be able to team up with other people and play in, I don't know what they call it, but like maybe a wing of some variety.
They made me a whole Wings update.
That almost sounds pre-signed, that does.
I think that they might release some sort of game on consoles that, you know what, that no man can
fly
play
in that sky.
No man can take
no
the sky
man
from
can
you.
Play in the sky.
No, what? That doesn't even make any sense.
But because there are too many mans
in the sky already.
There are multiple mans in the sky, right?
And, multiple
mans. And because there's so many multiples of mans in the sky, none of them can claim it, can they?
Yeah, there are too many. Exactly. Yeah.
We should have a Ready Player 2 sweepstake on the release date of this No Man's in the Sky thing.
I can't
We're
even
all talking nonsense.
Guys,
never
yeah, you guys
happen.
Are talking cray-cray. Ross is just going to be there, right, in a couple of years' time in his fucking virtual reality sofa. And he's just going to... Because standing up in virtual reality, nobody wants that.
That'll
you
be
able,
so
you
dangerous.
You want to sit down, don't you want to be comfortable?
No,
you
need is a controller. You need
an Xbox pad.
How do you game without a controller?
Yeah, you can have an Xbox pad for virtual reality. That'd be perfect. That's all you need.
That would be amazing. If it had a sick bag hanging off of it as well, that would be perfect.
Perfect. What would you like to see, Lewis?
I would really love to see Valve get involved with the Rift and maybe do like a portal or that kind of theme.
No. Never going to happen. It'd take a third party
Facebook
to make a mod.
Yeah, Facebook and Valve won't get involved. They need a third party like, I don't know, Apple.
Imagine if PlayStation or Microsoft ever invested in VR.
I reckon Microsoft might have something up their sleeves, and I think when it comes out, it's going to blow everybody's mind.
Connect 2.
Wait, hang on a minute. When did they announce that?
Have they bought Minecraft yet?
When was built?
I don't think PlayStation will go down the route of VR. I think it's too much
enough
for them.
Mm. It's not powerful enough. And with those stupid fucking ping pong ball controllers, what a crazy idea that would be.
Oh, whack one on the end of a some sort of shitty dildo gun. I don't think that'll ever work.
No, we're not on board, man. We're just not
Microsoft's
on board.
Microsoft's already
that.
Got its killer app in Kinect. It doesn't need VR anyway.
No, I mean the Kinect. I can't
the
wait
Kinect
for the Kinect
is the
to
way
take
forward.
Off. That is the way forward, let's face it. 2D screens with Kinect.
Actually, I think Microsoft have just ditched the Kinect and said that you can buy an Xbox One without. I think that's in the news now. It might be in the news next week.
What idiots would force them to make a move like that?
it could possibly be in the next week's news.
I can't see that Microsoft would ever release a console that wouldn't support the Kinect.
No, that'd be crazy. No. What a crazy move. They've always got to have the port on the back of it.
They'd be writing off a basically writing off a peripheral.
Yeah, like, all that research and development that they put into it. Oh, it's unbelievable.
How ridiculous would that be?
Mental. Moving on. So... right then, so... Have we all spoken about all the amazing games that we spoke at this point in time that I can't remember in 2014 or some weird generation that we've shifted into at some point during the podcast?
My memory's very bad. I can't remember what I was playing this week.
We've spoken about everything. I can't believe it. This is fantastic. We're going to be back in just after a break when we're going to be talking about the games that we played this year in 1964. We're going to be back with the ultra-relevant news, if we can find some from this week. So you guys can feast your ears on all the amazing new things that are happening in the world of video games. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Jackson Seepage, product manager at Facebook.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Though we haven't been a big part of your life lately, we know that our easily monetized teen audience are favoring newer, more fashionable social networks. That's why we just spent $2 billion buying Oculus Rift. No, really, we spent that. Now, I'm proud to announce Facebook for Rift. Inside our stunning virtual shopping mall, filled with the people you care about the most, you'll be able to interact with brands, experience full 3D advertising, play Farmville like you are actually working in a farm, and talk to people, I guess. Our long-term plan is to develop, and by develop I mean purchase, mind-uploading technology. We plan to let our users literally live inside Facebook. And don't worry about opting in. You've already agreed to be uploaded in our new terms of service. You'll never have to leave us. We will be relevant again. Oh, please let us be relevant again.
Right then, we're back. We've got some hyper-relevant and completely up-to-date news for you guys directly into your earballs. So you better put seatbelts on your ears, motherfuckers, because they're in for the ride of their lives. So, first piece of news. Who wants to take the first piece of news? It's very, very exciting. This is the game franchise that I'm extraordinarily into. Lewis, do you want to take the first piece of news?
Okay.
You don't have to. Shall I take the first piece of news?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So, basically, BioWare have said that there's not... So, Shepard.
Yes.
Who we all know and love from the previous three...
Can I just ask, am I into this?
Are you into... I don't know. Yes! Yes, massively. In a huge,
shit.
Great screech. You're all about... Way.
You're all about the Garrus.
Yeah, you have a
huge... Yeah, all about Garrus.
Oh, great ass. Blade crush, yeah, I remember. Garrus.
Yeah, mandibles.
And the calibration.
Yep.
Okay.
You want him to calibrate you.
If you could make a pterodactyl noise, that would be terrific right now.
Yep, that'll do.
I'm not sure if that's pterodactyl or not.
Oh, just... close enough. I mean, you were there, so you should know. Right, okay, so, Lewis, carry on.
Yeah, so, BioWare have basically said that in the new Mass Effect game, which is going to be Mass Effect 4, that there's not going to be any Shepard. Which is an interesting development. They've pretty much said that there's one thing we're actually sure of, there will be no more Shepard, and the trilogy is over. So we've had Mass Effect 3. BioWare Montreal producer Fabrice?
I bet he smells terrific.
Condominus.
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 Fabrice. That's
okay.
Something else.
Said... The series' rich setting gives the team worlds of possibilities to pursue... Oh, to pursue.
Oh, you're not...
Okay, that was the end of the sentence. The thing about this is, right, and I'm sorry if this is too soon for anybody else, but I don't want to give too much about what happened at the end of the third game, but essentially Shepard dies.
Yeah. He died in mine.
Basically, the way that the third game ends... is they give you this, you know, one of those amazing endings that you get, you know, multiple choice endings that you get to a game in which you have made ridiculous amounts of choices all the way through, in which they essentially go, do you want
those choices carry over?
Nope, none of them. Absolutely none of them. You basically get three buttons. And it goes, we're essentially going to ignore every single choice that you've made through the entire trilogy and give you three buttons to push.
It's almost like...
Yeah, but the
GTA game might do that.
El, stop going on about Garrus's ass. We've heard it time and time again. You know, we know you're into his mandibles and his sniper rifle.
And his calibrations.
Yeah.
Basically, Fabrice...
Definitely 10 out of 10 would calibrate.
Sorry. Fabrice from...
Oh, sorry, you've knocked his Fabrice off.
My Febreze is not so breezy. from BioWare Montreal has said, so first, we don't want to make a Shepard 2 or Mass Effect 4 with like, oh, there's no more Shepard, but you're a soldier in the universe. So this will be very different, be a very, very different context for sure. And nothing has been decided on the rest.
Wow. So, I can't wait for this to come out. How soon are we expecting this?
That is as vague as you can get.
Speculate on a release date.
There's no release date, but I'm sort of thinking that it might be a couple of years before they release some sort of, I don't know, maybe FMVs or
yeah, Shonkley put together partially
for FMVs.
Exclusive in, yeah, right.
Yeah.
FMVs are going to be all the rage in the future on
FMVs
on
in the future.
Phones.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
They're in quick time.
What,
yeah.
What they the bull shots? I believe that's the
you spelled
yeah,
that wrong.
That's the future. Term. That is the future.
You definitely
they've
spelled
coined.
That wrong.
Yeah, yeah, and I can't wait. I tell you what, I can't wait for Watch Dogs. That's just as a slight aside here.
That's the reason
yeah,
I got my Xbox One.
The endings to Mass Effect 3, just in case anybody hasn't seen them yet, is essentially you get to do a really nice thing and the whole universe benefits, but Shepard dies. Or you get to do something that's totally neutral and nobody really cares, but Shepard dies. Or you get to be a total asshat and fuck the entire universe up, and Shepard dies. So essentially...
So essentially, you just spoke about
spoilers.
A potentially unreleased GTA game.
Where
all of your choices make absolutely no difference.
That's I'm pretty confident, Lewis, that that's every game for the next 2 years at least.
GTA 5's out.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think that, Richard?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
Every game for the next 2 years?
Every game. Every single game.
Even Watch Dogs?
Even Watch Dogs. As much as I think Watch Dogs is going to be top of its game, man. Yeah, 100% even Watch Dogs.
Do you think that the hacking will be line of sight?
Oh, no, they wouldn't do something as stupid as that. It'd be amazing. You'd be able to hack things from the other side of the world. Essentially, the entire game is going to be a real fat bastard sat in front of his computer.
The only thing that's going to make this game perfect for me is if you had, I don't know, some kind of crazy LED goggles.
That'd be incredible.
Displayed emojis. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here.
And have it in virtual reality on a BBC Micro.
That'd be stupid.
That'd just be brilliant. Yes, that'd be fantastic. We need to move
on
to
other
news.
VR.
Hang on. We need to move on to other news.
I wonder if there'll be a Garrus. A Garrus replacement.
What? It's like Garrus Light.
Yeah.
It'll be Garrus Shep and Garrus's love child.
I fully think that Garrus Zero would be taste exactly the same, but be less bubbly.
What? What do you reckon the new Mass Effect game's going to be called then?
Do you think
they'll just stick with Mass Effect 4?
Nah, it'll be Mass Effect Dangerous or something.
Mass Effect Voyager.
I think they might... I think they might go over the kind of 90s sitcom.
Mass Effect
or the
Golden
90s
Girls?
Sci-fi sitcom. So, like...
Space.
Mass Effect...
Friends.
DS9. Or Mass Effect Voyager, Mass Effect Andromeda.
Effect DS9 sounds fantastic. It's exactly the same as all the other Mass Effects, but it's really dull and stuck in one place.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think they might go down that route.
But here's a guy with big ears that everybody finds funny. Okay, right. We need to move on to another piece of news. As exciting as the new Mass Effect that's probably going to be imminently out is. The next piece of news is bonkers. And it's bonkers for a couple of reasons. But a teen has been jailed for armed robbery. And he has said, because this has never happened before, he has said that he was inspired. Him and his friends who did this armed robbery have been inspired by Grand Theft Auto.
Which Grand Theft Auto?
Now, there's two problems that I've got with this.
What sort of idiot would be inspired by a video game?
Exactly. Unbelievable. Right? What sort of idiot would be inspired by a video game in which you get away with it the entire time and then get caught? I mean,
exactly.
That's essentially the problem that you've got here. The worst part of this is what kind of idiot would be inspired by GTA 4? Was he Polish?
Did he really like bowling?
Maybe he really liked bowling. Maybe he should have just taken that from the video game and him and his mates should have just all gone bowling. Possibly he wouldn't have got caught for that. So this is
you've
in
been
South
sentenced
Australia.
For 4 years.
This is in South Australia. And it, I just don't even know. It says Scott had drunk rather a lot of alcohol at the time of the incident, by his own admission. And according to the judge, he was lightly affected by cannabis. Likely affected by cannabis.
It works both ways, really.
Yeah. Who the fuck is likely?
I don't know if he passed somebody smoking cannabis on the street and thought, well, maybe that was something to do with it. Or maybe he smoked cannabis, in which case he was fucking definitely affected by cannabis. I'm not 100% sure how he thought that was going to get him off anything. But so essentially this Australian dude has stood in front of a judge and gone, right, so here are the reasons this isn't my fault. Video games, alcohol, and drugs. I can just imagine that judge's face.
Great mix.
Yeah,
that big face palm.
Yeah, so yeah, you're fucked, pal. Sorry.
I'm surprised they even allowed GTA 4.
Behind the Great Wall of Australia.
But, yeah, in they Australia.
They've done a lot of stuff, haven't they?
Yeah.
The worst part of this entire story is Scott's accomplices were dealt with by children's courts.
Yeah. Which, he's got 2 years in prison.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not reading the entire rest of the story, but I'm just going to leave that particular segment of it hanging there because I love the idea that a really drunk high guy broke into, like, a bank or something with a bunch of seven-year-olds and tried to rip it off. So this is what happens when you get caught, kids.
The saddest line in this is the three made off with cash and cigarettes.
Which is fantastic. If your take is so low that you have to bolster it by stealing cigarettes.
Cigarettes as well.
The trouble with this is, right, the problem is, kids, if you're going to rip off a video game and use that as your inspiration for doing something illegal, be better at the video game in the first place, so maybe that you get away with some more money and you don't get caught.
Or get away with
and
it.
And you don't have to stop. Actually steal cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. Because crime is fine when you don't get caught. So,
there's a message.
that's my message for the next couple of years. So, next piece of news. El, would you like to take the next piece of news?
Valve are developing an arcade version of Left 4 Dead.
Ooh.
They're teaming up with the Japanese developer Taito.
Taito?
Taito. It's like
that sounds
potato.
Like an Irish company.
It's Taito. Potato, to develop a new Left 4 Dead title designed for Japanese arcade. So they're basically going to put Left 4 Dead...
On rails.
Arcade machines. Yes, on rails in arcades.
Which is fantastic.
Honest, I think
they're
really
probably
going to
recycle the old Simpsons cabinets.
So this is an arcade version of Left 4 Dead, which I just don't understand how this is any different to the PC version of Left 4 Dead. And are they going to run the arcade machines on Windows?
It'd just be the same, but more expensive and harder.
So I'm just expecting
just
blue screens everywhere.
Left 4 Dead with light guns, and I.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't think we'll hear anything else from it.
No,
I think it'll die.
Well, no, it'll die over here because it'll never come out over here. But I bet they'll fucking lap it up over in Japan.
It's got people talking about Left 4 Dead though, and in August, the existence of a Left 4 Dead 3 project was revealed from a screenshot of a Valve changelog. So that's going
to
be coming soon.
Ooh,
I guarantee
can't wait to play that.
Left 4 Dead 3. You heard it here first, kids.
Yeah, man.
I don't see that coming out for at least another two, 3 years.
Anything you like, Lewis, that by this time in 2016, we all have got bored of Left 4 Dead 3.
Like, we got bored of Left 4 Dead 4. 2. Hang on, is Left 4 Dead 2? Yeah, must have.
Yeah.
Like, we got bored of Left 4 Dead 2 after about 15 minutes.
We did not. We're still playing that we might still be playing that in 2016 occasionally when we're bored of playing other things.
I can't even believe the thing is, though. The problem with Left 4 Dead 2 is...
Because we can't spell Civilization 5.
Why would you even bother buying Left 4 Dead 1? Because Left 4 Dead 2's got all the content in it.
True.
Right, anyway, look, we need to move on. That's Left 4 Dead in Japan. with the
thing no one will ever talk about
No
ever
one will
again.
Ever talk about ever again. And possibly didn't even talk about it in 2014.
Oh, my God.
Right then.
I think...
It's time.
It is time.
What?
I think it's time.
Oh. I'd like to say drum roll, please. Oh, my God.
You fucked it.
Oh,
you fucked
shit.
It. You bottled it completely. I'd like to say drum roll, please, but Ross's computer will sound like a bass and mine will turn off.
Yeah. Mario Kart 8 is out. Yes, Mario Kart 8 is out at the end of this month.
Can't even believe it.
Some new features have been announced. You can record your races because people obviously want to see them back. And in quite a big move in Nintendo, you can play with other people around the world using the internet.
No way.
Oh,
my
God.
I bet they make it really easy, and you can make yourself a username, and all you've got to do is type the other person's username, and you find them instantly. Is that how they're going to do it?
They must do, because that's a very simple method.
Yeah, it'd be crazy
Definitely
if they didn't
using
that,
numbers is not going
to
be anything.
No, using numbers is stupid. Nobody uses numbers anymore. Christ, no. This isn't the 90s.
So yeah, short and sweet. Yeah, Mario Kart 8 is out soon, and there's going to be lots of features that you can already play in other games.
I love the fact that 2 years later, even Ross is jaded by Ross's Nintendo news. Sorry, I mean currently. So, has that been all of the news that we have got at this point in time in 2014?
Please, yes.
Can't
yes.
I can't even believe. So, we're going to stop doing news things now because none of us have any fucking clue what's happening anymore. And we're going to move on to something that I'm sure everybody has been waiting for, which is an incomprehensible game by Ross. We will be right back.
Time control. Your greatest weapon. Time. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, rated T for teen.
We're back. Ross has got a game. Strap in, everybody. Ross, can you explain what your game is?
Yeah, it's not so much a game as I'm going to make some statements about what I think is going to happen in the world of gaming in the next, let's say, 2 years.
And okay.
I just want you three to agree or disagree with me if you think these things will happen.
Okay, how the fuck do we win, Ross?
I'm going to guess you're all going to win, but I will award points based on random factors.
Random factors?
Yeah, that I decide on.
Not got the scientific level that your games normally normally employ.
It's been a busy week.
To be fair, we're pretty good at these, so
yeah,
I'm pretty confident I'm going to win this time. You know,
we're pretty mystic.
We've predicted a lot of this stuff.
I'm pretty
maybe.
Sure that we've predicted stuff before now that has come true after now. Wait, what? So,
yeah.
Go on then, Ross. You can choose. You go ahead and make the statement. You choose who's going to go first and last, and we'll blast through this and see how we do.
Okie dokie. Obviously, it's May. It's the first week of May 2014. We're all using our Windows PCs, and we're all using Windows 8, which, I mean, we love. It's the best operating system since Vista.
Speak for your fucking self, you crazy motherfucker.
I love Windows 7.
I preferred Windows ME.
Go
That's because you're old.
No, she's not. Wait, what?
What?
Okay.
Windows are going to completely fuck off their numbering system and skip 9. They're going to release Windows 10.
No way. Never. Just
no.
Batshit
not
crazy.
At all.
And it's going to be
they skip Windows 9? That's what, mental. Yeah.
It just seems ridiculous in their numbering system.
Exactly.
Well, they've gone for Windows, and we already know that they're bringing out Windows 8.1. Have possibly already brought out Windows 8.1.
Disclaimer.
So surely the sensible next path is Windows 8.2.
No, I disagree. Yeah,
or 9.
I disagree.
I disagree. I think that these numbering systems get tired, and 9 has a slightly negative connotation in that it's the German word for no.
Ah, yes.
Oh, really? And you think that's why they're going to skip it?
Yes.
No.
Really?
No.
Well,
I
still don't know why they might have done that.
Eight. I do.
I think they'll go 8.19.
You reckon they'll do that?
Possibly 8.5.
No, I think they'll come up with something completely different.
I have a very, very geeky systems administrator reason why they possibly might skip 9 that you can cut out in the edit. Nerd alert! I mean, the only reason that I can possibly think of is that back in the day, Microsoft released a TechNek article explaining to people how they can detect whether people are running a Windows 9 derivative or Windows XP or Windows 2000, because when Windows XP came out, obviously it was a brand new operating system. So in order to do this, they informed people... that they should write a little piece of code that basically goes, if operating system...
me.
Wow.
Me.
That's the best snoring noise ever.
100% true.
Me.
Now because it's getting really irritating.
Lee, just fade that bit out. Just fade Rich talking out and fade it back in.
Yeah, just have that the entire time.
Actually, my brain has.
Yep. So I think that's a sensible reason-ish why Microsoft might completely skip Windows 9.
So Lewis is saying no, Lee and Rich are saying yes.
I reckon that they could skip Windows 9, but I think they're going to go for Windows 8.2 because it would just be batshit crazy otherwise.
I also think they're going to tie up with... I think you'll find Xboxes are on Windows 10 as well. On the next operating system. Yeah,
it's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement. I'm going to reward you all 10 points for those answers. Next statement.
Lewis basically snored through the entire fucking thing.
It was a good snoring noise. Nintendo, of course, have their incredibly successful Club Nintendo, where you go and spend all those points that you acquire when you buy a Nintendo game, or you just steal the cards from Blockbuster. They are going to discontinue Club Nintendo in North America and across Europe in late 2015, I'm going to guess.
Okay, the only problem I've got with this is I didn't even know that actually existed in the first place.
I've got a problem there as well.
So I'm going to go with true. I think you might have just made that up.
I'm going to go with false just for randomness.
Do you know what? I think it's coming to the end of its life cycle, and I think it's about time for them to move on to something new. So, yeah, I think that it's time for them to move on to something else.
I think this is this will be a new way, a new currency in effect. That you'll be, they'll actually expand it into everything. So you'll be able to buy your groceries with Nintendo. Are they Nintendo points or?
Yes, they are.
You'll be able to have a Nintendo credit card.
That sounds fantastic. NinPay.
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 NPay.
NPay.
Or NPay. That makes sense. Although the connotations with Engage there might be a little bit too close to for comfort.
Innovating here. This is amazing. You'll be able to buy anything on your credit card. Like it'll work like a normal credit card, and you'll have.
So you're thinking about
a coin. Nintendo are such a valuable.
You're talking about a coin in essence that is made out of bits.
No, I'm not talking
Nintendo
about
that at all. Are going to pioneer.
That's just crazy talk. The Nintendo Wii U is going to be so successful over the next 2 years, I'd say, that they're going to have so much money that they will basically be the bank of Nintendo.
The bank of the world.
The bank of the world, yeah. And, so they're going to...
I think Ross should score this, because I think you're batshit crazy.
time will obviously tell.
Yeah,
we need to revisit this episode at some point in the future.
Crazy.
I like Lee's answer. I like the Nintendo-ness of it. I'm going to award Lee 50 points for that. I'm also going to award
motherfuckers.
Rich and Lee are also going to get 50 points for their counter arguments to that.
Thank you. He's called Lewis, but okay.
Oh yeah, sorry.
So we all get 50 points.
Everyone gets 50 points.
Are we all tied?
Yes.
Yay!
Wow. You're tied on 60.
I'm on board again. Okay, I could win this. Whoa, I'm in it. I'm in the game, boys. Right, boys. Right. So. What's the next question?
We all love Steam, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Love
Everybody uses Steam to play PC games.
Hang on, let me just work it out. I've been on Steam for 10 years.
Wow. Sorry, Windows. Games for Windows Live is not working. Steam are going to take the step and they're going to release a Steam machine.
No.
They're going to enter the console race.
Do you know what? You might as well go be absolute fucking crazy and say that they're going to bypass Palmer Luckey entirely and bring out a virtual reality headset. That's how mental you're talking right now.
You've lost your mind, Rich. You've lost your mind.
I'm just going utterly in the cloud right now. Which I'm sure isn't going to be a phrase in the next couple of years.
Steam are not interested in hardware. They're a software company. This could never happen. This is pie in the sky. I don't know.
I totally agree. That would be just as stupid as Steam releasing something that entirely functions on Linux. Because nobody plays games on Linux. It's like trying to play a game on a Mac. That would just be bonkers.
Have they announced the core operating system for this?
Not at this point, no. They might do in the future. We never know.
I predict that if they say it's going to run on Linux, that everybody will not buy it.
What do you think of Steam releasing the Steam machine, Lewis?
No. They're a software company, and I genuinely don't think that, like, they've done the Steam OS, I hope. So I think that I don't think that they'll release hardware.
The only way I would get on board with this if it was actually Steam powered. If they could come up with a way to make it actually powered
with
by
gears
Steam,
and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be incredible. Proper steampunk video gaming.
Nice.
Because that's the way it feels to play games on Linux.
Fuck it, I might make one.
You mean get halfway through making one and give up?
You've seen me work before.
Yes,
I have. Okay. I like all those arguments. They're all very good. I can't predict a winner from that one, so you're all going to get 100 points, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. I've got a feeling I'm going to win.
Current scores, you all got 160 points.
I have never won a game on this podcast.
Well, exactly,
this
so I'm definitely beating you.
No, this is my time.
I'm only up against
my
Lewis,
time to
really.
Shine. Come on then, Ross, hit us again.
I've got two statements left. We're going to go with this one first.
Okay.
Everyone's aware of Twitch, the great streaming game service that we all like to watch and play games and stream to. They are going to be acquired by Amazon, and I'm going to pull a number out of my ass here, and it's going to be $970 million.
Get fucked.
No.
Why? Why would you buy a street? It's like YouTube Lite. Why would you buy a street? Why? And Amazon, they've got nothing to do with video games or streaming whatsoever. Why would they do that?
Yeah, but they're trying to get into the gaming market, aren't they? With their own Android Lite operating system.
Everything's light with Amazon. That's the problem I've got with them, man.
No, everything's prime with them.
Oh, sorry, that's true. Yeah, we all love being charged 90 quid and then having to try and refund it. I might as well just fucking run the whole thing on Linux. And then they're in the same boat as Steam. It's just no good. It's no good. So
you're all saying no to that?
No.
Yeah,
Amazon.
Not a chance.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Right, our final one then. Actually, I'm going to award you all 140 points for those answers.
Oh, these are ramping up.
So you're all on 300 points now.
Did you actually calculate that? Okay, carry on.
On the fly.
Okay, and for our final, my final statement of this podcast then, and my final prediction for the upcoming years, are we all aware of Niantic Labs?
No,
they're the creators of Ingress.
Yeah.
Augmented reality video games.
Oh, the augmented. Yeah.
Yeah, they are going to create a Pokemon game that we can all play.
That runs on Symbian
on our mobile phones with augmented reality. And the world is going to go fucking mad for it.
No. I just think that Pokemon is a niche thing that
losers play, and children.
All right, dick. Al, you're a bit of a dick sometimes.
Al.
I just think that it's kind of a niche thing that the common man won't play in public.
Non-gamer.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think that people will go out in public.
It's not going to be on the BBC News.
And or like local news websites like the Bournemouth Echo.
So you're saying that it's not going to be a thing?
No, I don't think
if it doesn't get picked up by the Bournemouth Echo, then it's just not happening, is it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that it's going to be a big thing.
What do you think, El? Do you agree with Lewis?
That Pokemon is going to be a big thing. I think that Pokemon is going to be a huge thing, but I don't think Niantic are going to be a big thing. I think Nintendo will do the right thing and buy the Pokemon name.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. They will make the money out of it. So, but yeah, for a third party to take this over and make it a big thing, it just could not happen. Not in any
way. I'm reasonably confident at this point in 2014, where we are right now, at this point in time, right now, that I have already predicted that there will be a Pokemon, some variety of augmented reality game. Now,
I
never
going
said
on about
whether or
that
not,
again.
Whether or not it was going to be absolutely
episode.
Massive, but I think that this could be a thing, and I reckon that if everybody really gets together and downloads and sideloads the application on their Symbian mobile phone, that it could be really interesting. Now, obviously, we're going to have to get upgraded phones so they've got the GPSs in them so that people can walk around and find Pokemon on the streets. I think that this could be a massive thing.
No, because there's not enough data on your phones, for crying out loud.
No, do you only need half a megabyte? That's all you need. Like, how many pixels do you want on a phone, El? This is just ridiculous. I think they could do this, I think they could pull it off, and I think it would be great. And as a bonus point, everybody stops having to use Nintendo hardware and we can all move over to Nokias. This is the future. This is the wave of the future for me.
Cornish pasty flat-shaped phones is the future. Oh, no, that was
past. Yeah, that's definitely it.
Well,
I'm in.
I'm going to award some points now. And, Rich, for sticking to your guns, the Nintendo hate, I've got to appreciate it, even if I can't get on board with it. You're getting 100 points.
Yeah!
I've got to win.
Not L, sorry.
I must win.
Lewis. You slammed my prediction. I can't have that. 99 points.
Oh.
You lose.
What?
Wait. From
recount.
A mathematical point of view, who won?
L and Lewis have 399 points. Rich, you have 400.
Yeah! No, fix. I'm calling shenanigans.
Yeah,
no,
recount.
Shenanigans. No, that's it. It's
no,
won.
Shenanigans.
That's it.
I shall be
no,
challenging this
no,
result
I
in won. The High Court.
No, you're not going to be challenging
shenanigans.
Anything. This result will stay with you for at least the next 2 years. Nobody will be allowed to forget this result. I won.
Right, I'm editing
game,
this podcast.
The only way that people will forget that I won,
I'm calling
is if this
shenanigans
goes missing.
I'm editing this podcast. I can do what the fuck I like.
No,
I might
L
even make it disappear
edit.
For 2 years.
What is this kind of crazy shit?
This might just disappear for 2 years. You're not going to see this till 2016.
I can't. No, you can't do that to me.
It's more like EastEnders than the podcast.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's happening.
You can't do
right
that
now.
To me, Pat.
Suddenly we're in EastEnders. Fuck you, Pat. Oh, I'm not really sure what happens in EastEnders. So, that has been Ross's amazing game, which I have won in 2014. And I'm never going to let anybody forget. Right then, we're going to say goodbye because this has been episode 37 of Ready Player 2 from the great old current times of 2014. I have been Rich. I have been your incredibly unresponsive and incapable of keeping control host. Ross has been...
I've been Ross. You can find me on Twitter at RossBell1984, and you can find my football podcast, which I think good things are going to happen for in the future, at Man on the Post.
You'll never win an award for that.
Never.
And you'll never rub it in anybody's faces when
fucking
you do.
Fucking shambles.
Lewis, where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Louis_Kong.
No, you couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
He's changed it.
This is chronologically incorrect.
Crap.
We're going to get sucked into a wormhole now.
Yeah, this is going to go wrong. Okay, look, let's pretend that at some point in the very nearish future that people that you will change your Twitter handle to Louis_Kong. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
excellent.
What you're going to do.
Try and follow him at his previous Twitter handle because it's some kind of Russian not porn star
ish. No, not anymore actually. But
L, where can people find you?
At escaping IRL.
Escaping IRL.
Yeah, I had to think for a second.
How do you spell the
germ? I had to think if Twitter had been invented for a minute. Come on, give me a break.
You can find him at escaping germ IRL.
Well, I always read it as escaping
L,
girl.
Would you have another one?
Yeah, if you ever had a testicular alter ego, where would you find that?
I'd go with something random like at ZZ Lee ZZ.
Excellent.
That is really
random.
I
can't wait for people to go to both of those places and follow both of So I can't believe that anybody would be listening to this podcast all the way through, but if you do somehow listen to it all the way through and you are somehow listening to it 2 years after it was recorded, then this has been Ready Player 2, episode 37. We aren't right now, but at some point in the near future, we're probably going to be on Acast, so you'll be able to find Ready Player 2 on Acast. We aren't right now, but at some point in the future, we might be also hosted on thepalaceofwisdom.co.uk.
God,
so
they're
great
guys.
You'll be able to find us on thepalaceofwisdom.co.uk over there as well at possibly some point in the future. So this has been us. This has been Ready Player 2, one of the lost episodes. We have actually managed to release one of the lost episodes. Can you believe that this has happened? Because I'm in fucking my gabber is flabbered.
It's found on the bits of tape put together from the editing floor.
Yes, and I'm pretty confident that this is actually going to send our editor batshit crazy.
And this is definitely from the floor.
Yeah, definitely. So if you love our retro futuristic back take of Ready Player 2, if we sounded this bad back in 2014... I don't know why you're still listening to us. But thank you for sticking with us for at least 2 years, and thank you for listening to this ridiculous podcast. We will be back soon with hopefully an actual up-to-date, current, and relevant podcast in which we play games from 2 years ago.
Some of those things are right.
Do you know what's funny? Actually, this podcast, I'm pretty sure that I've spoken about more relevant and up-to-date games than I do in normal ones. So that's been a good thing for me. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Can we all say goodbye in 3, 2, 1? Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Is everybody recording, by the way?
I am.
This is
gold. Quick, start recording.
Yeah, I'm recording now. I've missed all the good stuff.
Yeah, it's all going to go down now, isn't it?
Christ, I don't think we are literally at... If this was Minecraft, we'd be at bedrock. In fact, we've gone through the bedrock into nothing.
We've hit podcast bedrock.
We've fallen through the map.
Lee's on this episode?
Yeah. Should we just call him out the entire time?
Trying to break the continuity slightly. If we're gonna try and like
No, we'll just call him L the entire episode.
Yeah, just call him L.
Oh my god, yes.
Lee, you're all right with that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh my word, yes, we need to call him L the whole episode. Ross, we've got to go, Ross. What's the matter? Is it me or Jennifer? No, Ross, it's episode 37, Ross. Something's got to be done about episode 37.
It's just a hazard.
Don't need no Windows 8 to ride this train.
I do like these special things where you can ask people for their information.
Yeah, that's a bit fucking creepy, though.
I'm going to ask Rich for his phone number. What does he...
Shall we all ask him? Yeah. Shall we all do it? No. Ask him what he's wearing.
Include a note.
How do you do it?
Literally, go to his about page and it says ask for phone number. It's, you can include a note, so I'm going to put what else are you wearing as well.
He won't see this until after the podcast either.
Yeah. Your request has been sent. Would you like to share your phone number with Richard Horsley too? Yeah, why not? No, actually, skip that. No.
Actually, I will because it's got my old phone number. ask for Richard's email.
I got ask for Richard's email and ask for his phone number.
So when I ask for his phone number, I said, "What are you wearing?" And then when I ask for his email, I'm going to say, "Is it something sexy?"
Bear in mind, I'm outside. I can't hear you. What the hell are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Carry on.
Right. Did you type something creepy in the second message?
Is it something slinky and sexy?
I can smell the musk from over here.
Oh, you can do it again if you reload the page. Oh, this is my night sorted.
Okay, what did I miss?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to know what I'm wearing.
No.
Oh, what? Has it already come up?
What? Yeah, I was outside and it was just like Lewis Knight wants to know what you're wearing. I was like, what the hell?
Are there any other messages?
Yes, from all of you.
Oh, really? How did that happen?
Got jeans and a Batman t-shirt on, baby.
Oh, that's not sexy.
But I'm happy to take one of them.
Just one of them.
Yeah.
Which right, you do it slowly.
Which is the least
sexy? Oh, actually,
sexy.
And I've got slippers on. I'm happy to take them off too.
One at a time. Let them dangle. You do realise you're at risk every time you sing or hum in this. What the fuck?
I've probably told this story before, but around about
is
seven...
this the one where you put a N64 pack?
No, that's a different one. Right, look, let's start, or we're going to be just talking all night.
Let's just go with what we've got.
As opposed to.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's kind of the point, I suppose.
I'm not sure if it'll ever get a sequel, but I'm glad that we got the original game, not the original. We got at least one game. Shit!
You're breaking the continuity.
Broken it.
Let me do that again.
All right.
Shit, what did you say? What did I say?
Just keep going. It's fine.
What were we saying?
Oh, look at this. Highest critically reviewed games of 2013. Number 10, Rocksmith 2014. I'm really, fucking relevant.
For the first time ever. We're doing a podcast for 2 years retrospectively and you're relevant. I can't do this. This is really difficult. Okay, fine.
Imagine trying to do an 80s episode or a 90s episode.
I might be all right with that. Yeah. Hi, I'm Rich. I'm 4. And
well, no, you don't actually have to pretend to be 4, but
okay,
just...
that's good. Because I'm pretty sure I was a bit of a dick when I was 4.
Nothing's changed then.
Right, so I've been playing... Yeah, I've just got a deeper voice.
Oh, everyone's got a 3DS.
Are we going to do Ross's Nintendo news?
Ross's Nintendo news!
Oh, God.
Sorry, Lewis.
Is that right? Sorry, did I do that right?
Sick, radical man, wicked.
Sorry, guys, I've just got a skateboard out of here. Radical.
Skateboards, no. Skateboards will be a thing of the past in 2016.
Oh, yeah. Alexis are going to bring out a hoverboard that you can use everywhere.
Hoverboards that spontaneously burst into flames, they'll be the future.
I have such rose-tinted memories of what happened 2 years ago. I'm going to be honest. In my mind, I'm playing that Simpsons game with Bart skateboarding right now. And that four-player Turtles game.
Are you not thinking about 90s games?
Is this a slow clap moment? I'm not sure if slow claps are still relevant.
Too slow.
Oh, sorry.
Too slow.
Oh, yeah.
Too quick.
Oh, shitting hell. This is really hard. Yeah, oh, yeah, kind of, gonna
I imagine this is kind of what it's like having sex with you.
The same sort of noises.
Yeah. Lots of slapping.
Oh my god. Actually, that was roughly the right length as well. like a Chinese takeaway, baby.
Quick and tasty.
Small portions, but plenty of them. Right, okay. I'm really struggling with this. I'm really. This is so much hard work. Okay.
Are we just done with Ross?
Yeah, we're done with Ross.
It's fine. We're done with Ross. It's Minecraft.
We just went.
That was Minecraft.
So the other game I played this week.
Yeah. So all
right
so,
then, Ross. Sorry, we're done talking to you
about,
now. Then
we spoke about Minecraft, and it's okay.
Good luck editing this, Lee.
Yeah. I have. There's something I'm going to get next month.
You know, we haven't actually said what month it is, right?
It's May.
Is it? No, you've just shot half of my games out of the water. It's got to be at least July, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, if it's July, I've already played this.
Oh,
I've already got this.
I would imagine that will probably blow this out of the water.
Wait, is the PS4 the already
PS4's
out?
PS4's already out.
Oh, so
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so I've got Xbox One, haven't I?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you are shit at this, aren't you?
I wasn't thinking! I don't know what happened. In my mind, everybody's walking around in flares and rose-tinted glasses.
Afros.
This is very difficult for me.
We've gone to the 70s. No, the 60s. We're in the acid era.
Richard Afros and rose-cunted glasses.
Rose what?
Have you not seen that John Inverdale clip?
I don't know what you're talking. This is escalating very quickly.
Shit me. Should we all just drop some acid and record?
Have a bit of free love.
Lee, that clip from Lewis then, you have to start the podcast with that.
Okay.
Hang on, can we all just drop some acid and then put the music in?
Oh, God, that makes so much sense.
I can't even remember what was happening. Okay.
Do you know what? This podcast is going to be just one big outtake.
That's exactly what this is.
I'm definitely not looking forward to the new Star Trek film that's probably never going to come out.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up for me.
I don't know what one that was. Impossible to edit. But I think if it comes out as a nice short and sweet one, I think people will appreciate it, they'll smile about it, they'll get the joke and they'll move on. I can't imagine anybody taking retro and making it relevant again. Okay, so are we?
Where? I wasn't listening. What do you say?
I would like a proper rendition of Ross's Nintendo News. Al, thank you very much. Are you ready?
I'll take a run up.
Hiya.
Oh, iLewis87's been suspended.
Oh, has it?
That's what you get for being a Russian porn star.